IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, February 27th. Coming up, we'll learn more about Nadira Shakur, a vocalist who's worked with Arrested Development and Jimmy Buffett ahead of her show at Cranert this week. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The federal and state of Illinois Environmental Protection Agencies signed a landmark agreement to overhaul the state's permitting process around air pollution. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has more.
Activists filed a civil rights complaint against the Illinois agency 3 years ago for approving a permit to relocate a metal scrapper to a nearby majority Latino and Black neighborhood on the city's southeast side. Oscar Sanchez is with the Southeast Environmental Task Force, one of the groups that filed the complaint.
This is monumental. This is something that should not be taken lightly. But at the same time, we are also looking forward to seeing how this administration continues to do this type of work to actually uplift public health.
The settlement requires the state to more closely scrutinize potential pollution impacts to vulnerable communities. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
University of Illinois freshman Akul Dewan died from hypothermia in January. His father is calling for an independent investigation into the campus police department for failing to find him in time. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
After a friend reported Akul missing, police say they searched for him but could not find him. An unrelated university employee found him dead nearby 10 hours later. Akul's father, Ish Thawan, has asked the university chancellor to conduct an independent investigation into how the police missed him.
Our son is never coming back, but if we could help any parent not to ever go through this, what we are going through, I think then I will at least feel that we have done something.
He says the ongoing internal investigation by police is not enough. U of I spokesperson Robin Kaler says that investigators are trained to be impartial and can be disciplined if they break the rules. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
As snowy weather moves through the Northwest, here in the Midwest, we're getting a taste of spring. Norman Hall reports.
February's end is bringing wild weather to much of the U.S., with record heat allowing for golf in Wisconsin, outdoor food trucks in Minnesota, and spring-like conditions in Chicago.
Definitely not the weather we would expect in February. It's usually super snowy, freezing, you know, ice everywhere.
Therapist Tanya Sepulveda used her laptop to do work from a grassy spot along the Lake Michigan shoreline.
I have my brightness all the way up because of the sun.
But it won't last long. Forecasters say blinding snow in the Northwest is blowing eastward, and places like Chicago should see temperatures swinging dramatically from balmy to bitter cold again. I'm Norman Hall.
Still to come, we'll learn more about Nadira Shakur, a vocalist who's worked with Arrested Development and Jimmy Buffett, ahead of her show at Cranert this week. That story is next on 217 Today.
Season 51 of Nova continues with new episodes throughout February. Episode 2 explores the mysterious origins of Easter Island. Next, Episode 3 takes viewers on a journey through three decades of engineering innovations that led to the rise of the Eiffel Tower. And Episode 4 tracks the revolutionary breakthrough that's unlocking the secrets of ancient DNA. Stream a new episode the first three Wednesdays in February with the PBS app. Visit your device's app store now to download the free PBS app.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Nadira Shakur is best known as the former lead vocalist of the hip-hop group Arrested Development. She also spent nearly three decades as the featured female vocalist of Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band. Shakur is coming to the Cranert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana on Thursday, February 29th at 5 p.m. Morning Edition host Kimberly Schofield recently spoke with Shakur about her career.
Go ahead, man.
What initially got you interested in music? Did you always know that you were going to become a performer or an artist?
I decided when I was about 5 years old. My dad would have his doo-wop group rehearsing in the living room. And if they'd had company, they'd ask me to come in the living room and sing for somebody for 25 cents or something, you know.
Aww.
And I spent a lot of time at my grandmother's with my aunt, who loved music, and she sang also. And she'd be doing the dishes and have the radio in the window, the little transistor radio, singing along. And I'd be listening and singing, and she'd have me sing things and record them. So it's just something that I always wanted to do. Diana Ross was one of my early influences.
You said that your dad did doo-wop and you listened to Diana Ross. Did you have any sort of theme or genre in mind that you wanted to pursue, or did you just know that you loved music?
Yeah, I was a little girl, like 5, 6, 7. So mostly at our house, we listened to a lot of Motown. I didn't even know anything about any other styles of music at that point in my life, but as I got older, I started wanting to do house music because I love to dance. Yeah. And I started sneaking into these house clubs, and I realized the freedom in house music for writers. You can talk about whatever you want and nobody's looking down on you.
How did you then get into Arrested Development?
In the early 90s, I'm still living in Los Angeles, and I had a little group with my two brothers. We were doing writing, and our dad went to work one day. He was a carpenter, and they were building a new school. And some people were driving down the street shooting at each other, and a stray bullet killed my father. So that kind of put a damper on what we were doing for a while. And one day I was watching television, and I saw this hip-hop group on, and there was a girl singing up in a tree. And something about it just really moved me. It was Arrested Development. At the time, they were really, really popular. The girl that was singing in the tree, who was Dion Ferris, was not a member. She was more of a guest. So I figured that I needed to be in that group.
Yes.
So I wrote them a letter and sent them some music and a picture. And I didn't hear back. And then a friend of mine, who was also in the business, he called me and said he heard that Arrested Development was looking for a singer. So then I got back on my research and found out that En Vogue was opening for them. And En Vogue's band happened to be Janet Jackson's previous band from the Rhythm Nation tour, which I was a part of. So I called the keyboard player and told them that I wanted to come to the show, and I needed an all access pass because I wanted to meet Arrested Development. So got that, yes. Went to the show. It was beautiful. I'm sitting in the audience like, yes, this is for me. I had already told everybody that I'm going to be in that group. I went backstage and I met Speech, and he was familiar with me based on the package that I had sent. And I auditioned right there in catering. A couple weeks later, I was in the group and on my way to London to do Top of the Pops.
You've toured with a variety of artists. Are there any artists or acts that were your favorite over your career?
I don't know. I don't have a favorite. I never would have thought I would be with somebody like Jimmy Buffett, but that was awesome too.
I was wondering how that got in there. 28 years?
28 years. All that got in there was Arrested Development ended up breaking up at one point. Jimmy Buffett, I thought, was a jazz group. I don't know why. In my mind, I thought it would be, it was like Jimmy Buffett and his jazz trio. So I took that gig, and then they sent me a bunch of CDs and some albums, and I started playing them and realized it was not jazz. I started crying because it was so country. Called my mother crying, and I was like, it's country. I don't think I can do it. I'm not going to fit in. And she said, do you need a job or don't you? And I said, yeah, I do. So she said, do it for a year, and if you don't like it, do something else. Little did I know that a couple weeks later, I would be on stage with that man. And I would be there for 28 years because there was something about the joy that Jimmy's music brought to the people that just kept all of us there.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure.
Nadira Shakur will perform her entire album, Nod to the Storyteller, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett, as well as her original songs, on Thursday, February 29th at 5 p.m. at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The performance is presented in collaboration with Illinois Soul 101.1 FM in celebration of Black History Month. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is an underwriter of Illinois Public Media. I'm Kimberly Schofield.
Son of a son.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy and breezy with a chance of thunderstorm late in the day and a high of 76 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, Emily Hayes, Jane Carlson, Norman Hall, and Kimberly Schofield. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.